in, everybody. It's Dave Player here on 720 WGN. Friday the 13th, 2020 isn't enough. Now we got Friday the 13th to deal with. Well, we only got a couple of hours left, and we've got a really good show for you today. So, although this past Wednesday was Veterans Day, the entire month of November is National Veterans and Military Families Month, and our pal Chicago's own Gary Sinise will join us to talk about what inspires him and the amazing work he does for our military families through his incredible foundation. Who does not love Gary Sinise? Just such a good guy. Then our restaurant roundtable returns, featuring spots on the north side, Pennyville Station and Park Ridge, the south side, the Dancing Marlin in Frankfort, and downtown with Weber Grill. We'll, of course, talk about how they're navigating through the recent restrictions and what they are offering for takeout and delivery, including for Thanksgiving. Jeff Rogers, managing partner of Players Workshop, talks to us about why improv classes, it's not just for entertainment. Why is it important to help you navigate through life's challenges and opportunities? He'll join us to talk about that. And Robert Lamb from Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band Chicago joins us just after midnight to talk about the legacy of their Grammy Award-winning hits. But first, Jeffrey Bear is Mr. Chicago. He's been with WDTW for just over 30 years, and his tours of Chicago by boat, by L, by bike are the best of the best. His new tour, Chicago from the Air, highlights some of the distinctive features of our city that are not visible from the ground. Debuts on WDTW on Thursday, November 19th at 7:30, right after Chicago Tonight. Let's take a little listen.
We humans spend most of our lives at ground level. But what if we could soar like birds? We'd see our familiar surroundings in entirely new ways. We'd have aha moments discovering how places we know relate to each other and just marvel at the beauty. Yes, we get brief glimpses of this from airplane windows and limited perspectives from skyscrapers, but what if we really were free to soar anywhere, at any altitude? Well, let's give it a try. I'm Jeffrey Bear. Spread your wings as we explore Chicago from the air.
All right, Jeffrey Bear, welcome in, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I just landed. I'm feeling good.
You're feeling fine. I love it. You know, the audio didn't do this justice, but tell us how this idea to film this tour from the air came about. I assume it's somehow connected to the pandemic.
Well, you would be right. I don't want to attribute it entirely to that, but, you know, I do these programs. I've been doing them for more than 25 years on WTTW, where I'm, you know, giving you a tour of some aspect of Chicago. And obviously we wanted to make another program, and we really were thinking, gosh, how can you do that when, you know, we're all in a pandemic? And yeah. I guess being 400 feet in the air is the ultimate in social distancing.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, you know, interestingly, as we started getting into the project, I really realized, well, this would be a show I would have loved to do anyway, mm-hmm. pandemic or no pandemic. You know, there have been other of these kind of shows from the air that are, you know, they're popular. There's like Wisconsin from the air or Tuscany from the air. But as we talked about it, you know, that's not what I do. I tell stories and talk about history. And we thought, what a great way to take a different view, to be able to tell stories that are revealed in a way that you can't see any other way. To get up in the air, it gives you a whole different way to tell stories. And so it's kind of putting those things together, the sort of, you know, beauty shots of Chicago, but really way beyond that, using that bird's eye view to tell stories.
And you did a lot of it by drone, but were you also up in a helicopter doing some of the stuff as well?
There is only one shot in the whole show. That this is an hour-long show. We wanted to get up above Willis Tower. Can't really get used to saying that. You know, Sears Tower.
Yeah, please.
And actually, that's a little too high to fly a drone.
Yeah.
There are a lot of strict FAA rules. And So we did use a helicopter for this one, just, you know, your jaw-dropping shot where we literally go like above those antennas and look straight wow. down at the top of wow. at night at the top of Willis Tower. But other than that, it is 100% shot with a drone.
Very cool. Very cool. We'll talk about everything else we will see on this new TV tour, Chicago by Air, premiering Thursday, November 19th at 7:30 on WTTW with Mr. Chicago, Jeffrey Bear, next on 720 WGN. State Player here on 720 WGN. We're talking to Jeffrey Bear about his upcoming new WTTW special, Chicago by Air. So, Jeffrey, you first did a show about 20 years ago, I think it was, on the Thornton Quarry. So I know the quarry is a highlight in the special.
Yes. You know, the difference between a helicopter and a drone is that, you know, you can really do sort of daredevil moves with a drone. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to do these really kind of heart-stopping shots. And so I asked for this, we use this brilliant drone photography company called Flying Badger, and I said, I want to jump off the cliff at the edge of Thornton wow. Quarry and just dive down into the quarry. And they did it. I mean, you see that quarry wall going next to you, and it's 450 feet down, like wow. a 45-story building. And that was just one of the really cool kind of daredevil things that we were able to do with a drone that you just can't do with a helicopter.
That's one of the largest in the world, isn't it, as far as a quarry is concerned?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
know, people might know it, you know, along I-80. You kind of suddenly you see the sort of the Grand Canyon on either side of you. It's a limestone quarry. They use it to crush up limestone that's used in concrete and gravel, and that is Chicago bedrock from 400 million years ago when this was a warm, shallow ocean.
Wow. Wow. Very, very cool. Grant Park and its connection to the Great Chicago Fire is featured as well.
Yeah, and you can see that really in a whole different way from up in the air. You know, Grant Park is basically sits on top of the ashes of the Great Chicago Fire. The shore used to be about where Michigan Avenue is now, and then there was this lagoon that was the lake shore, and then this train trestle that ran parallel to the lakefront about 300 yards out into the lake. The train tracks are still there, but they've been depressed below grade, and you know, after the Great Fire, they just shoveled all the ashes into the lake and extended the lake out to
wow.
the train tracks,
right.
And that's Grant Park today.
A bike trail over an abandoned rail line named for an athlete once dubbed the world's fastest man. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's the other thing you can see from the air is all of these sort of ghost infrastructure that you would never notice from the ground. So we fly over these rail lines, and all of a sudden you can see, this is on the south side of Chicago, it starts in sort of Dan Ryan Woods and goes south from there. You can see where this rail line, there used to be a branch of the line that veered off, but it's gone now, and it's just a path. And that has become the Major Taylor bike trail. Major Taylor was the fastest bike rider in the world. He was an African-American bicycle racer. And because of racism, you know, he won a world championship in Canada, but he couldn't compete in his own country.
Wow.
And eventually his achievements were made known, and this bike trail on the south side was named for him, Major Taylor. Not a military major. He was when he was a kid, they dressed him up in a military uniform to attract customers to a bike shop in Indianapolis, and
that's
called him Major Taylor,
and that stuck.
The name
with him.
Stuck.
Yeah. 1893 Chicago World's Fair. I mean, there are still pieces of this fair when you think about how long ago it was, and the pictures that we see and the artifacts that are still roaming around out there, that you can still see, you know, where this took place and some of the buildings that are still around.
Well, the World's Fair was in Jackson Park on the south side in 1893, and it's almost entirely gone. The fair, all these beautiful, you know, neoclassical white pavilions, they looked like they were made of marble, but they were actually made of plaster, and they were never made to last, except for what is now the Museum of Science and Industry. But when you get up in the air in a drone, as we do in our show, Chicago from the Air, coming on WTTW, you can see, again, sort of ghost remnants of the fair, one of which is what is now called Wooded Island, which is an island in the middle of some lagoons in the park. And that was kind of this refuge, this sort of pastoral refuge in the middle of this white city of the World's Fair. And you can still see it. It's still there. But when you get up in the air over the top of it, you can see it.
You talk about Riverside, and I remember in some other specials, too, talking about that. It was America's first planned suburb. And there's some really cool things you can see from the air for there, too.
Yeah, well, same landscape architect who did Jackson Park, actually, Frederick R. Olmsted and Calvert Fox, the famous designers of Central Park in New York, also designed the what some argue is America's first planned suburb, Riverside, Illinois. And we fly up above that in a drone. And this was also the first attempt to make a planned city, a planned town that looked natural. So instead of the rigid right-angle street grid that we have in Chicago, Calvert Vaux and Olmsted, Frederick Law Olmsted, created these winding, curving streets that were meant to look natural. And they were inspired by a big hairpin bend in the Des Plaines River out there. And so, you know, you get up above it in a drone and you can really see this. We use it to play against the first. There's three chapters in the show. The first chapter is called On and Off the Grid. So we talk all about this, you know, the sprawling, rigid right angle street grid of Chicago, and then all the places and ways in which the grid gets kind of broken up by diagonal streets, interstate highways, and then how, you know, suburban developers chose a more winding road kind of plan to create a more natural look.
We're talking to Jeffrey Baer. His new TV special on WTTW is called Chicago by Air. Premieres Thursday, November 19th at 7:30. You talked a little bit about before about the Ice Age, and there was Lake Michigan was so much larger, and you really see some of that in the air as well.
Yeah, up until the last ice age. Well, as the glaciers melted, actually, at the end of the last ice age, 11,000 years ago, we created this lake that we all live on. But actually, it was a much bigger lake, and it extended much farther inland than it does today. Geologists call it Lake Chicago, but it receded, and so what you have now are these ancient shorelines, these prehistoric shorelines that became high ridges. And so, for example, that's where we have a lot of streets that are called Ridge Road because they follow these ancient shorelines. The most prominent one is Clark Street, which becomes Green Bay Road on the North Shore. That's an ancient shoreline. And a lot of these diagonal streets in Chicago, Vincennes and Lincoln Avenue and Milwaukee Avenue, are actually Indian trails, Native American trails, later settlers used as streets. And then the grid was kind of just laid out over the top of them, and they became absorbed into the street grid of the city.
Very cool. Chicago by Air. And Jeffrey was talking about he's been doing this for 25 years, and there's so many of these tours that you can still see on WTTW, but you can also buy as gifts for the holidays if you love these things. I mean, it's one of those things, Jeffrey, like if I'm seeing Chicago's North Shore or, you know, the River Tour or Hidden Chicago or whatever it might be, if I'm flipping around channels no matter what time of day and I catch that, I know it's totally funny. I am glued. It's like when you stumble upon Goodfellas or a really good movie and you jump in at any time. I love jumping in to your tours. There's just so many, and they're always so well done.
That is so nice. Thank you very much. I've had more than a few people say, you know, I meant to go to sleep last night, but you kept me up.
Yeah. No, but I mean, there's
that's
so
really
many.
Really, very nice.
No, absolutely, and of course, the 10 buildings that changed America, 10 homes, parks, towns, streets, monuments, modern marvels. There's so much to see. And again, the new TV tour is Chicago by Air. It's going to be airing throughout the month of November and beyond. But it premieres, and you want to catch it Thursday, November 19th at 7:30 on WTTW. Jeffrey, always a pleasure, and I hope to see you in the same room together soon.
Yeah, I hope so. And I want to just say WTTW.com/air. It can always be watched online as well, and there's a whole website that goes along with it with a lot of extra content, too. And thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. Thanks, buddy. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Chicago's own Gary Sinise coming up after the news next on 720 WGN.